Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a special episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. It is July 15th, 2013. I am your host, Molly McCord. Thank you for being here. If you are drawn to today's topic and show, I trust and know that you are meant to be here, that your energy is interested in understanding from a higher conscious perspective what is happening in the world, specifically the case of Trayvon Martin. Now, this radio show is heard all around the globe, and the Trayvon Martin case is something that has just occurred in the United States, so I realize that not everybody understands what that is about. I'm going to give you a brief synopsis of the court ruling here in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know something. This show and what I'm offering is a higher perspective. It's a conscious awareness of soul energy. And so as I'll explain, this is not about going into the good, the bad, the right, the wrong, the yes, the no energies. In fact, it's going to include parts of that, but it's a higher perspective. And I say that because there are so many discussions going on right now about different court rulings and cases and what's right and what's wrong. And I am specifically not going to talk about that. I'm talking about the soul purpose. I'm talking about the love in every situation, even if we can't see it. I'm talking about the higher consciousness awareness that we can choose to grasp onto and embrace. And it's exactly in circumstances like right now when things are fired up and potentially volatile that we have the choice to do a lot of healing. So I'm going to talk about this in the special show. And I'm also going to share with you why I was guided to do this show, because I don't normally talk about these types of topics, but I had a very special and unusual event happen this morning on my morning walk. So I'm going to share that with you in just a second. First of all, let me share with you who aren't aware. Trayvon Martin was a 17-year-old African-American boy who was walking home, and he was unexpectedly killed by a man named George Zimmerman. This happened in February 2012. If you want more information about the specifics, go ahead and Google it, Trayvon Martin. It's something that's been unfolding here in the U.S. for a while now. And the jury just decided that George Zimmerman, the person who shot Trayvon, was not guilty, and he was acquitted by a jury. And when that happens, it's unlikely that something is overruled. It is more of the final determinant. Now, there are other elements to this case, and it could be more ongoing. There could be new charges filed, et cetera. And so what has happened is that people all over the U.S. are having marches, protests, and activities related to this ruling. They are protesting the ruling, saying it's not fair, it's not right, it's not just. Literally, they're saying no justice, no peace. This ruling has stirred up a lot in the emotional realm, in the legal industries. It's one more instance where mass consciousness is alive with a lot of energy, and not always the best kind of energy. But it's the energy that represents mass consciousness. That is what's happening. It's this, everything that's being stirred up and churned up represents where we are in our conscious evolution. And so this show is going to offer you a higher, elevated perspective. As I said, I don't normally talk about these things. I don't normally go on the air about these topics, but I was guided to because this morning I went for my morning walk, beautiful day here in Seattle, had my iPod, and as I was walking, I could feel another spirit with me, another being, and I saw it as a monk. I turned off my iPod and just walked and listened as I felt the presence of a monk walking next to me. And as I felt that energy, and as I'm feeling it now, there's so much love in this presence. There is so much peace, so much to offer and teach and share. And as I was walking along with this monk, who is in spirit form, he asked me, can you share a message for me? And can you let people know more information than what their media is able to communicate? Can you ask them to open up and see from a higher perspective the purpose of this lifetime, the understanding of this event, the importance of choosing your energy right now? And so this monk walked with me for about 5 minutes, and then I felt the energy disappear. And I kept walking and kept walking, and I eventually got back home, and that's when I realized I had to do this show. And it's because when I went into meditation, I could see that this monk's energy was the soul we know as Trayvon Martin. I also felt this energy then shift from being a monk into being a Viking warrior. And then I felt it shift into being a beautiful, feminine, loving, nurturing presence. But it is the lifetime of a monk that was the strongest to me for this soul we know as Trayvon Martin. And he explained to me that this was a very intentionally chosen lifetime, that his age, his circumstances, everything about who he is was selected at this time because his life purpose was to bring a lot of energy to our awareness, and that relates to his soul purpose of understanding the power of choice, of conscious energy, and of seeing how love is connected to everything. And so I felt this energy so strongly, and I said, okay, great, I will do as you need. I will be of service as you wish. And so I received a variety of understandings around what is happening right now. Now, when we see these types of events occurring, and I'm speaking specifically about third dimensional events, which includes the legal system, which is the polarity, which is yes and no, right and wrong, here and there, you and me. The third dimension incorporates all of these energies. It also incorporates very strong emotional energy. All of these things are happening within a paradigm that is being stirred up because of this beautiful man. And it's easy then to go into our third dimensional abilities, the emotional and mental states, and ask, why do these things happen? Why does an innocent boy get shot? Why are there guns? Why is there violence? What is happening? What, you know, we go into all this, and then it gets stirred up because we feel how wrong it is, right? We feel the unjust of a situation on personal levels. These types of events stir up or trigger consciously or unconsciously our own soul experiences of unjust behaviors, of being bullied, of being ostracized, of feeling powerless, of feeling like the victim, of feeling like something didn't happen fairly. That gets stirred up for us on a personal, unconscious level. These are the memories that reside within the DNA of our being. And so it compels us to feel the anger or to say something, to feel. And I'm looking at what happens in these protests. And we feel that pain and we feel the unjust because somewhere in our soul history, we have the same experience. And so then what happens? Well, then we're giving a chance to decide what to do next if we are employing higher consciousness. When I looked at this situation energetically, I saw, first of all, how things spin around, right? And it's interesting because I saw the legal system. You can spin in the legal system for years, right? You can say, okay, this is unjust, and then it gets overturned, and then something else happens, and then it just creates this unending circle of energies until you decide, no, I'm done, and I want out of that system. And whether that's because something was ruled, quote-unquote, fair or not fair, it's a conscious choice to say, all right, I'm done with this scenario. I'm done with this energy. The legal system has a purpose. The legal system is needed in the third dimensional reality. It's needed. It helps. It serves a purpose. It does have some very good things to offer. So, again, I'm not saying that there should not be a legal system. I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying we need to elevate ourselves above a legal system's restrictions and look at the energy from a higher paradigm. Now, what I came to understand is that how we look at these global or mass consciousness scenarios is important, and how we contribute to them energetically determines what happens next. I received a message very clearly, very, very clearly, that the soul we know as Trayvon Martin, his energy is in this ruling. This decision is not against his soul purpose. In fact, it is divinely guided and has been created by his energy for this type of ruling to occur in order to get our attention, in order to bring awareness to ourselves collectively and individually. Trayvon Martin, the soul of Trayvon Martin, doesn't need justice from the legal system, doesn't need anything from us, as in us in human form. This is a lesson for us. And this scenario is bringing up a very important element, a very important theme that globally we need to understand. And it's about creating peace. It's easy to feel peace and to be in a place of peace when you are sitting in a meadow meditating under the sun with wildflowers blossoming all around you and the wind blowing and harmony is everywhere, right? That is an easy experience of peace. But we need to create peace in the moment where there is extreme emotion, where there is extreme feelings that are riled up. That is where we now need to create peace. And this is a bridge between fifth dimensional understanding and third dimensional physicality. We are creating a bridge. So if you've been doing your spiritual work and you are interested in spiritual evolution, and you want to contribute energetically, consciously, and beautifully, our task right now is to infuse peace in scenarios where there is none. And that's about infusing the earth with greater levels of peace. It's as if you are meditating in a war zone. It's as if you are lighting a candle in the darkest of caves. That is what we collectively have the choice to make right now. Because when we are infusing peace in scenarios that seem chaotic, uncertain, terrible, violent, etc., and I'm not talking about Trayvon Martin, I'm talking about any scenario around the globe. When you infuse peace into the situation and love, it automatically will change the energy. So it has to be a conscious intention. It has to be directed. And it needs to be done with a connection to the higher purpose. See, one of the things that comes up around these scenarios is that we look at Trayvon Martin and or George Zimmerman and or the lawyers and or anyone else, and we look at them. But we don't look at us. See, these individuals on a soul level volunteered to play certain roles that trigger mass consciousness to seeing itself better. However, because of where mass consciousness is, it's like holding up a mirror in front of someone and they're like, move that thing out of my way. I'm trying to look straight ahead, but you're showing me a mirror. I don't want to see a mirror. Mass consciousness doesn't want to see a mirror. And we don't have to force it to. So if you're feeling that responsibility, you don't have to force it. But the point is that when these individuals play a role and they trigger so many people, the gift is in looking at the energy that is created. And when we look at the energy that's created by us, we get a lot of information and a lot of answers. And we can then say, what energy are we spreading to each other? Now, I'm feeling very strongly, deep breath, that, you know, I'm being told and I'm hearing it's not appropriate to talk about the soul purpose of George Zimmerman because he is still alive in body and physicality. And when we are still alive, we are in lesson. So therefore, it's not appropriate for me to say what his role in this is about. But understand that in the third dimension, because it is the paradigm of duality, right, wrong, yes, no, good, bad, somebody has to play the bad guy. Or else the polarity is not seen. So just keep that in mind. Somebody has to play the role, or else how do you see the difference? How do you see right versus wrong? But more importantly, how do you choose your energy? This is the same dynamic that is in numerous lessons, whether it's you personally and you're feeling like somebody is targeting you, it's that same lesson of, okay, if this energy is coming at me, what do I choose? So I'm listening as I'm speaking because I feel very strongly that this is a reminder about how powerful we are to create peace and that this is above the legal system. It's above protest. It's above anything that is seen. And so the visual I'm getting right now is to imagine a ball of peace, a very bright light. I'm seeing yellows and whites and a little bit of orange, a very vibrant, beautiful globe of peace above every person who is riled up, protesting, marching, anything that they're doing, a layer of peace is above everybody. And in fact, now I'm seeing, you know, this is a blanket of peace that can go all around the globe. That's how powerful it is. And that is a driving theme for the sole purpose of Trayvon Martin, is the peace element. Because remember, the soul of Trayvon Martin is not wrapped up into a legal verdict. It's not wrapped up into the yes or no, good or bad outcome. The soul of Trayvon Martin is concerned with creating greater peace on the globe. And in order to do that, we have to be given an opportunity to do that. And if you were to look at this whole situation, all the different elements, it was set up so beautifully. There is so much beauty in this scenario. And the life the bigger perspective here as well is to look at how we use our energy and our lives to heal ourselves. You have the energy of peace within you always, but how often do you activate it? How often do you bring peace into a situation that has you riled up? How often do you consciously choose the energy you want to spread? And I'm feeling, again, this loving, incredible presence of a soul that I'm still seeing as being a monk. And this soul is hoping that many of us on a spiritual journey will get this and will just hold this higher vibe perspective without feeling the need to engage in lengthy discussions, or you don't have to show people or teach them. People will come to you, in other words. He's saying people will come to you because they sense in your vibration the peace, understanding, compassion, wisdom of every scenario that riles up the third dimensional paradigm. The beautiful, beautiful gift of this scenario is that they open us up to our spiritual evolution, to our power, to our connection to peace. And then we take that and cover the globe with it, cover the world, put it out there in a way that is needed and has never been done before. It's that big. And that is the purpose. That's why. If you're asking yourself, why do these things happen? It's so that we can consciously choose to create greater peace, knowing that there's a spiritual perspective, knowing there's a divine reason. It's very powerful. And as I felt this loving presence of the monk's energy, I had tears coming to my eyes. And it's not because of sadness. The tears are of all the love that's gushing through, the excitement that we are at a place in humanity's evolution to understand these things, that we are in touch with our own power and our own energy, knowing that we can infuse ourselves, our houses, our neighborhoods, our communities with this vibration, and then it gets passed all around the globe. Because here's the thing, I am in the Seattle area. Where are you? Wherever you are located right now, you and I now have an energetic connection because you are listening to this show. And because there are thousands of others who listen to this show, you then energetically connect to them because we're all connecting at the same frequency. And that's how we create these new energetic grids, and that's how we create the new levels of energy on the planet. It's almost too simple in a sense, but that's how it works because it really is that simple. I'm feeling again the energy of this monk, and it's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to get a little bit more information because I know that those of you who listen to this show, you really love this information, as do I. Okay. He's taking me into a field where there is tall grass, tall green grass that goes up to your knees, and it's just blowing. The wind is blowing, and it's looking out, and off in the distance there are mountains with snow on top. And we're just standing in this beautiful place, and he's saying that this is peace, and that peace is something we always carry with us, but that we need more people who will volunteer to encapsulate peace when there appears to be none. We need you to be strong in your peace. We need you to light a candle that is peace and to carry that with you. That candle you light, you carry within you. You are the candle. And you carry it forward with you in all scenarios, in all places of heavy emotion, heavy reaction, heavy response. And you are the candle. Simply being this conscious presence in any scenario, in anywhere, raises the vibration. And now is the time. More are connecting to their spiritual selves than ever before. More are opening up the vastness of who they are, what they can do, the energies that are available to them. All energies are rooted in love, and there has not been a time in humanity's history where that understanding has been more available than right now. Your ability to be love and to be peace is honored. You are needed to be that role. When you are sitting at your desk, when you are driving in the car, when you are doing the dishes, when you are walking through your neighborhood, when you are at the mall, when you are in any crowded environment, be the peace. You will raise the vibration for all. Do not look to mass consciousness for validation, because your energy won't be found in mass consciousness. Your understanding will never be found in mass consciousness. Your understanding of self is elevated and above that energy. You are the new energy in human form. Your peace is needed. Your presence is needed. And this is a gift you offer humanity. Allow mass consciousness to have its protests, its anger, its needs to be met through a legal system. You were once that person. You were once at that place as well. What you are offering is the grounding of higher levels of energy, because you see the divinity in every life and in every role that is played. The soul you know as Trayvon Martin served a beautiful purpose on Earth and was 100% successful. The other souls who participated in this lesson have played a needed role in order for the lesson to unfold. Send peace where you feel it is needed. Honor what you know. And do not require anything in the mass consciousness or media to validate your own knowingness. It is only those who are able to look at this from a higher spiritual perspective who understand the perfection, love, and beauty in this lesson. You are bringing higher levels of peace to Earth. You are bringing higher levels of forgiveness and compassion than ever before. You are the gift. You are the reason. You are the peace. Okay. And then, Okay. And now I'm feeling this monk, this very beautiful monk, bring his hands together in a namaste and bow. He's bowing to me, but he's bowing to you. if you have connected deeply with this energy and this message, he is open to invitations to visit you, whether that is through your conscious awareness or through your dream state. He is a very giving soul, very evolved, very loving, very wise, very unattached, has a much different perspective because he is not relying on human interpretations for anything. And that is what the soul of Trayvon Martin has offered us, is greater peace within ourselves, within humanity, within the globe. Greater peace. And I'm also sensing very deeply that there is an honoring of any emotions you feel. It's very human to have a reaction when we feel that something is not just. It is okay to feel anger, fear, sadness, upset, anything. There is no judgment of those emotions. It's very normal. It's okay. I'm feeling like it's like soothing those energies is what's crucial right now. And to not judge yourself for having any kinds of feelings, but to know that everything is in perfect order. And so this monk is available if you would like to call upon his energy for answers, if you would like to connect just with greater peace, light a candle and focus on that light. And actually, the beautiful thing is that when there are marches and protests in streets, in parks, anywhere in mass consciousness, and they light a candle, that instantly is a creation of peace. So knowing that even within these scenarios there is peace will help temper any and all of the emotions. Okay, wow. That the monk that appeared here was, like I said, really lovely, and I feel like he's gone now because he's letting me finish this show. But please know again that you can always call on this energy. It's very much available. And the other task that he gave us is to send forgiveness, compassion, and love around the globe. Literally, like, circle the globe right now, so that these scenarios can be divinely comforted. Even people who have no idea what any of this information is, who don't understand this from a spiritual perspective, send them compassion, peace, forgiveness, love. I asked why or anything specific about forgiveness. And the answer I received is because this is about forgiveness for all acts that stem from fear, because the earth is a place where fear can thrive through various means, through our emotional selves, but also through physical means, such as war. And so we have chosen that unconsciously for centuries. And now we are at a place to say thank you for the lessons of war, fear, imbalance. Now I choose peace and love for myself and the world. Okay, and that is all that I'm going to share right now. I feel very strongly that just doing this show infuses us with greater understanding. I've also been guided to do a show later this week on Friday that will be about the unexpected passings of two men, James Gandolfini and Corey Monteith. Sorry, I don't know how to say it. Monteith. He's from Glee, the actor from Glee who just passed. I will be doing a show that explains their soul purposes. They are related. And they are divinely timed. Every soul chooses when to leave their human incarnation. So I'm going to explain that a bit more so that we can have an understanding of why we experience these unexpected passings. So thank you so much for listening to this show. It's live every Wednesday. That's our regular scheduled programming. And I will, again, have some special episodes coming up for you that offer more wisdom as I am guided to share. Thanks so much for your time. Namaste.